This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the country has witnessed massive transformation in the last 10 years under the NDA regime. Addressing an election rally at Anand in Gujarat today, Mr. Modi said India has emerged as a pivotal player in global affairs and the world is looking at India as a mediator in international conflicts. He also talked about the significant shift in the country's global image during the past decade. He said the BJP government has lifted 30 crore people out of poverty and ensured the construction of toilets in 100% of rural households and tapped water connections in 75% of the rural houses. The Prime Minister accused the Congress of exploiting the poor for political gains and doing injustice to the OBC community. Mr. Modi also assured that his government will prohibit the attempts to give reservations based on religion in the country. Speaking at another rally in Surendranagar, Mr. Modi accused Congress of various scams and corruptions. Meanwhile, Congress leader and Rajasthan's former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot addressed a press conference in Ahmedabad and assured that the Congress manifesto guarantees justice to every section of the society. Mr. Gehlot expressed concerns over the security of democracy in the country and criticized BJP for misleading people and neglecting major issues like inflation and unemployment. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are holding roadshows and rallies today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today attacked Samajwadi Party in a rally in Bareilly district and said that the people are going to choose development over lawlessness and nepotism this time. Addressing another political gathering in Badayu district, Mr. Shah said, "People have full faith in the BJP as the party has fulfilled all promises made in the manifesto." He is scheduled to address another rally in Sitapur district. Later in the evening, he will head a party organizational meeting in Lucknow. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, held a roadshow in Mainpuri constituency. On the other hand, addressing a rally in Badayu, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said, "BJP is misleading the nation." Talking about farmers' issues, he said that his party is in favour of MSP guarantee. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will also address a rally in Mainpuri. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Jayant Chaudhary will also address a political gathering in Sadabad area of Hathras Lok Sabha constituency. Trinamool Congress Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has accused the central government of neglecting the state. Addressing a public meeting at Tehata of Nodia district in West Bengal today, Ms. Banerjee said she will not allow CAA and NRC to happen in the state. She claimed that the common people of the state, including women, have been given benefits under various developmental schemes by the ruling party of the state. Many star campaigners have hit the campaign trail today in Karnataka. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Shivamoga. Rahul Gandhi is slated to address another public rally in Raichur in the evening. From BJP, a long list of campaigners are camping in the 14 constituencies going to the polls on the 7th of May. Senior Shiv Sena leader and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Eknath Shinde is campaigning in Belagavi, Uttar Kannada and Dharwad today. Tamil Nadu BJP President Annamalai is campaigning in Bagalkot and Bijapur. Union Ministers Shobha Karandalaje and A. Narayan Swamy are among those campaigning for the BJP candidates in Karnataka today. Indian chess player Vaishali Ramesh Babu has been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. Vaishali is the third Indian female Grandmaster, joining Koneru Hampi and Harika Dronavalli. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, she lauded the contribution of the chess legend Vishwanathan Anand in taking Indian chess to new heights. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.